the yes, Ari.
Why wouldn't the mishpat for
every
the
light
ask the
brother
to
change
the menorah
right
before the
mashpat? I should light? I would be brochel of a tol if I would light. You have to light in your own home. The closest to my home was a northwest plane, which is, it would not be light now. It's not really my home either, so it's not shy for me to light right there. That was out of the question. So I had no home. Having no home, you can't light. There's nothing to do about it. So therefore, since I could not light anywhere, I mean, the truth is that my wife lived with me, but still, I wanted to have, as I told you, some connection with neighbors. That's why I do what I do. Sorry. So yesterday we spoke about the we recanted yesterday. We had already set up shot in Rashi. Why Rashi told us what Agav and I set up shot was wrong based on one of Chafal. We gave a second shot, and then we went into the idiom of the what are the kinyanim work for get. We had the Torah's Gittin of the Kivega, and the question of the Ramon Kuflam with Vava, like putting the whole folding up the get, putting it in their hands. We came to the conclusion, even on the machmir, it's only after the machmir case the get sticks out horizontally. If it goes up vertically over the cupped hands, should be no problem, because that's considered to be biyada. Oh. So I mentioned Rabbi Kiva, the Aruch HaShulchan is very upset with this Rabbi Kiva. He doesn't like it at all. He says, although it does say in the Yerushalmi that the Rabbi Kiva quotes, it's the Pesachim Shuvah quotes it in his name. It has to be kulo, is don't take it literally. No, don't take the word kulo literally. Because the Yerushalmi's shayla was, what about other kinyana work, other kinyana besides kinyan yak? And here's the shayla what? This is given up of the mosera. Mosera means the reins. If you give the reins over, it's a question, is that kinyan yad or not? He's assuming that hagbah and mashikh are like kinyan yad, because there, you pick it up, or there you pull it. He only handing over the reins, the Yerushalmi's shayla is considered like kinyan yad, or not. And the word kula biyado is just means to the exclusion of giving handing the reins. When you hand the reins, nothing is in his hands. The get's written on the horn, on the carrot, on the parah, the parah's not in his hands at all, the reins are in his hands. So according to one side of the Yerushalmi, it's absolutely no good. But the other side, it is good. But the word kula biyado is used to explain the side that it's no good. And the pshat is, this Kenyan and Mosera, Basira, so nothing is in your hands really. The word kulo, he says, is lav dafk. That's what he says. Lav dafk. Now, this being the case, it comes out to the Maskanas and Gemara, according to the, according to one side of the Yerushalmi, even if you use your hands properly, you call it Bahagbo, right? You call it Bahagbo. So, according to one side, you need kulo biyado. But the question, what does it mean, kula biyada? What does it mean, kula biyada? Okay, so let's chaz a brief. Kivega says, I don't know any chokhmas. I'm a plain Jew. It says in Yerushalmi, kula biyada is kula biyada. Pesach Shiva wonders, what is he being so humble for? The Rav Moshe said so. They should fold it up. So I presume it should be all in his hands. That's what the Kivega. Torah's Gittin says, no, if you pick it up, it's considered to be hagbo, which is the equivalent of kinyan yad. Rabbi Kiva the Eichen says, no, Hagbah is not Kinyan Yad. Hagbah is a Kinyan Dirabonan. Yad is a Doraisa. Hagbah is, like Mashicha, goes derived from the words, Okonam Yad HaMisecha, Dabba Niknam Yad LiYad, after the Torah is getting its proof, that's a proof of anything. Because it just means it's going from hand to hand, but it's a different kind of a Kinyan completely. And it's, therefore, perhaps it's no good. It's no good. I don't know what you just said. Hagbah need not be totally in your hands, as the Torah is given. So really, there should be no problem. You should be able to be calling it Hagbah, because Hagbah is the equivalent of Yad, says the Torah is given. I could even extend. However, he's afraid of a case. The reason you fold it up, he says, and put it beside Bolo, he says, is because, you're afraid it's gonna stick out is one problem. Or you're afraid it's going to be a get bal kach, we're not calling it a hagbah. Those are the two things which the Torah's Gittin spoke about. Now, I mentioned it before, Torah's Gittin himself in the Sivas, he says in Kuf Tzadi Ches, that if it sticks out above the hands, it should be good. And the only potential problem is if it sticks out sideways. 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 Fine. So I met you, the Ritvaz said yesterday, the Ritvaz said that we can make a distinction between Mesira and Hagbara Mashiach. Why, says the Ritvaz? Because Mesira, he claims, I can hand over the reins without really handing them over. I hand you the reins, I'm still holding on to the reins, would be a valid community of Mesira in Kol HaTorah Kulo Dinei Mamonos. That would not be good by Gekha Tavagi the Gabe. That's how the Ritvaz understood. And I wanted to say, Mopapash, I thought if you're handing over the reins, you have to hand it over literally. You take your hands away from the reins. And therefore, that was no agida gabe. What the chasaron was, it's worse than Hagbara Mashiach, because your hands aren't on the object at all, as I mentioned to you before. Hagbara Mashiach, I'm holding the object, I'm pulling it, I'm lifting it. Here, I'm just holding on to a reins of a cow, but I never touched a cow at all. It's even worse. That's what I suggest. Get a pshat in the Yisham. Again, said it's all wrong. As Yisham is a shitoso, as Tosos quotes with the Anayim Ches and the Beis, Hamachuba Shabakulon, Achi Denali Yoda, Tosos is at, and I am chesem the days. Okay? And Yishayim had a clear, a shayla. Is that only when it comes to a piece of paper, when it's possible to put it in the woman's hands, we have a machmer against all these coolers here in the sugya? Or no, maybe you have to be machmer even by a cow that you can put into, cannot put it into her hands. That's the shayla. Kulo is a dochah shulchan is lavd up. The other means reshusa, that's all. The other, in terms of your hands, not in a reshusa. But that's a bit of a docha to say that the word kula is lav daf. The way we said earlier, it could be pshat, like we said before. Kula means that it's considered to be in your hands, as opposed to hagbar and, as opposed to mesira. But hagbar and mishicha, I told you before, is kula. Kula biyada means either kula biyada bekinyan yad, or kula bagbar, you lifted the whole thing, or kula mishicha, you pulled the whole thing. So usually you have kulo. Hagbo, you picked up kulo. Mashicha, you pulled kulo. And yad, if it's supposed to directly above, it's also the kulo. In a chanami, if it's stuck out to the side, it might be a problem. And that's the pshat what the Ramah means. The Ramah says you fold it up, so it should be kulo beyond. So Chashuchan screams, never heard of this thing. Kula means only ikaro, doesn't mean kulo. The Ramon never meant it. So he says, the Rishami never meant it, the Ramon never meant it. I want to say, no, he meant it. But we can fulfill the kulo even if the get extends directly above. That's what usually happens. Most getting today are given, they're folded, but they stick up above the hands. That's considered kulo, because it's kulo ba'avir yodel. It's also kulo. Kula biyada. Kula not either yada mamish, or if it sticks out above the yada, so that's avirika. It's ki yada mamish. So we fulfill the kula. Not in the literal sense, all within her hands, because again, it's folded that small, but it's either in her hands or above her hands. That, in fact, is kula. That's how I think it's pshat. That's how we do halacha lemais. Yes, Ellie.
What's the
opinion
of the Ritvaz about
the Ritvaz? The Ritvaz is saying that the Yerushalmi has a shaila about Mesira, and the reason why the Yerushalmi is not sure about Mesira is because Mesira is a funny kinyan. I hand you the reins, I'm still holding on to the reins. It's good in Dinei Mamonos, and it wouldn't be good when it comes to a get. That's what Yerushalmi is talking about. That's the only problem. I suggested differently that even if Mesira means, I thought it meant, you have to hand over the reins and let go of the reins, it might still be worse than Hagbara Mashiach because you're not holding on to the object itself. Right? So according to these two pshat, in his pshat and my pshat, if it's in your hand, it should be good enough. Hagbar, Mashiach, Hayat, should be good enough. Should be good enough. Right? And the Aruch HaShulchan also says it's good enough. But the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the expression of kula is lav dafka. And we're suggesting that kula could be dafka. But Hagbar, you pick up the whole thing, and Mashiach, you pull the whole thing. And Yad, especially if it doesn't stick out, it's all considered to be in your hands. So he's saying kula is lav dafka. I'm saying, no, we satisfy kula by picking up the hole, or pulling the hole. And if you hold it, those two are no good, which is some poskim hold. If you vega, those two are no good, because it's not considered to be equivalent to the yad. If you put it in the hand, let it stick up high, then it's good, because the Torah is given, the Baal Torah is given, and the Nesivus concedes, that's considered to be in the hands proper. I'm not going to be able to have a moment in Kuflam as well. Now, starts a whole issue now of multi las, I'll get the Narishon. So that's the Rabbi, the Aruch HaShulchan screams. But the Pesachei Tshuva said they already discussed it before him. He wants to know, is it considered to be Hotzah Aslas? He doesn't understand why we keep adding quote the Ramah. Before Shiramah. says, Gvalt, Kamadoros, Lon Israel Bazet, Hotsoas Las. So the Beit Shmuel says, Ein Lochash Lachulas, Elibadava Shukhur Mabialma. Velo Badava Shumidina. You can't say, I'm sorry, we let a woman be guilty of adultery, not to be Motsi Las in the first given. That's ridiculous. A din is a din is a din. If it's no good, it's no good. So we have to mention, should be worried about Las. And it's really a Ramo. Right? There's no why the Torah is getting didn't even quote the Ramo. Adirabi says, the Ramo's lashon was the Noagin. So if it's only Noagin, it's only a minik, then we should worry not to revert to that minik about Tzoras Las. Now, why is it only a minik? Now we put the get beside below, we put it under her sleeve or in her apron. As the Torah is getting the says. That's a chiddush Torah's getting. Why is it a chiddush Torah's getting, Rabbi Osai? That when she puts the get into her, under her arms or in her apron, that it's good. Why is it a chiddush? Pligita, she did it. He didn't do it. She did it. I'll have to discuss later why is that good. That's going to be a very big discussion. But our koponin, that's what we do, so presumably that would be considered to be good. And therefore, this whole idea, and the Ramo himself said in the previous sif, in Kuf Lamatas Sijidalit, he says, Tafni seno tachas bigodeha, she puts it under her clothes, or under her, or under the arms and her clothes, so you call it a bikinyan chotzer, okay? So we put it, once we do that, the Mabushim Shalah, so therefore it's gonna be good for sure. So once it's good for sure, it gets the sarbal also, maybe we should not be motzadaz and get the marishonin by insisting the entire get be folded so small that it should totally fit in her hands. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva says. Ain't the Hebrews nowadays, she akula biyadot ha-medina, rak mitzad chumra. So medina niskar shafakach, ha-demashin osenas esof sarbal. That's what the Rambo said, it's only a minig. I have Yushalmi, the Rambo didn't know Yushalmi. No, he relied on what he says later on. You put in the sarbal, and there's not medina, it's only a chumra lechatchila. And you understand, now we put it in the sarbal. The Torah's getting said, why bother putting it in the sarbal? Because of the chashash of a get bal karcha. That's wacko. We were putting it on yesterday, it's very shver. There's a better reason why to put it in the sarbal. Why? Because we're afraid some of the get will stick out of the hand, especially sideways, and then the yad yad will be a problem. So okay, take care of that problem. We put in sarbala, it's only a chumra. So therefore, we chashina lalaz. So if the Doris didn't do it, we shouldn't do it either. The tzorach yin b'kol zeh. This is the famous Pesachei Tshuva, kuflam etesef kodnal. This man is also, the people don't bend it up. They bend it, but it sticks out a bit. And again, I'm saying, as long as it sticks out directly above, it's no problem. But even if it would stick out beyond, at least according to the Pesachei Tshuva, it's not a problem because of sarbala. Now the big question, of course, sarbala, is doch kligita megabe karaka. If a man puts a get on the floor, says, wifey, pick it up and you get divorced. And she does, she's not divorced, before she gemara. Kligita megabe karaka is no good. Is this exactly the same thing? Is this exactly the same thing? Oh. Yeah.
The normal case, we have the sarbala case. Would she not be allowed to help at all
in
putting it in her hand?
We'll get to this precise discussion as we go. That's we talk today's shiur, tomorrow's shiur,
okay,
maybe next week. We have to go. This is our Indian right now. So here's the question. What exactly is Kligita? What is the Chasara? So Rav Osai, I already pointed to your name of Rukayim, and it's not for that way. In Rashi, against itself, that there's Nesina and Kenyan. Rav Osai, there's Nesina and Kenyan. Two things. Nesina and Kenyan. Pashtus is, so Rav Chaim, it was presented when I saw it in the stencils, which of course are unauthorized, but that's how I heard also from Abraham Soloveitchik Meshaito. That the Mamish Tzvei Dinim in real briska fashion. Tzvei Dinim is a Sina and is a Kenyan. The Sina has to be with nothing beyond with all the pitchifkis, with every last detail. You have to have a Kenyan as a totally separate entity. Two separate things. A Sina followed by a Kenyan. So that's the case. It could be the case as follows. Maybe the Chumra we have over here, the Chumra of Sarbala, is based upon the Kenyan dimension. The Nesina was taken care of already. The Nesina, it goes into her hands, that's already considered a valid Nesina. You may stick out sideways, and the hands are not kone. Alright. That's a chesaron of the Kenyan yad. The Kenyan yad, or Kenyan chotzer, if it sticks out a little bit. But it's not a chesaron in the mice and the sina. But if it's put into my hand, the woman's hand, and it sticks out a little bit, look, v'nosan biyodo, he gave the get in her hand. What's missing, according to the chumah de kashitas, is only the kinyan. Alright, so the kinyan can happen later on when she puts it the sarvela, because kinyan doesn't matter who does the kinyan. That's how I understood it from Abchaim. That the nesin has to be done, b'davka v'nosan biyodo, he's active and she is fairly passive, we'll see the details later. But the kinyan doesn't matter how it happens. So if that's the case, that would be fine. And the truth to tell, Torah's Gittin's Lishitas. Torah's Gittin said, what do you have this chum of Sarvula for? Because they're afraid of a get bar koch. Get bar koch, what's the chasar? There's no kinyan agbar. There's no kinyan. So to take care of the kinyan aspect, you put it in the clothes. Then the scene is taken care of. So that's why if the kinyan can be done in effect by her, it doesn't bother me the fact that she puts the taka sarvula. So if that's the case, it's true. But here's my problem. I write the Kivega differently. I write the Kivega the way you have to do Shalmi. It's a chesaron in the Nesina itself. It's a chesaron in the Nesina itself. That's how I understood. If it's a chesaron in the Nesina itself, it's a question whether we can overcome this chesaron when subsequently she puts it to Sarbala. Maybe we should say that that's considered to be Kligit Ragabe Karka. That's the question. So here is a discussion which I'm going to talk about a little tomorrow when I talk about bringing the Sefer Meir Eini Chachamim. There's a discussion about this very point. Maybe we should say as follows. Because we have cases in the Gemara. Right. What are you going to do without this? Oh, okay. I'll try to bring it in anyway. No? Okay. Thank you. The discussion, I don't know if you saw the Ma'amah Thomas, you probably saw it by now. The case of the Rush, where he's mekayev the get towards her, and then she takes the get from him. You saw those things. You might saw some of those things. So you get the impression that there's such a thing as a hamshechius. He starts, and she takes. There's a whole rush about that. He puts the get, holds on one end, and she holds on the other end, and sort of takes it. So in these kinds of cases, so then many we show them say it's good. So apparently it's one long hemshah, which is of Torah, we have to be defined carefully, but it would be good. So perhaps the same thing applies over here, that the Torah's Gittin is assuming Pshat Nirama, but Tzaybala, it's one long hemshah. The husband took the get, starts to hand it over, and then she takes it from him, and she does all kinds of things. What does she do with the minute we have? She takes it, you know, and she lifts it, and then she puts it on the shoulder, her arm, and she walks with it, all these things. So what do you gain by all these scopes? It's all tligita. No, it's one long hemshah. It seems to be chat in the Torah that was getting understood. Okay? We have a lot of questions. Yes, so we'll start at the start of the room. Time.
According to the first chat,
Rashi requires a seer. No, Rashi was still held like against its source.
Right.
But it was like the kind, he requires the seer and a kinyan. That's all I understood. Okay. Yes, Ellie.
First of all, why isn't it sure.
Because she did it. What's Tiki Dech mean? You take the get and pick it up. Here too. He gave her the get and put it in her hands, but it stuck out. There was not a proper Nesina. So the Torah's Gittin is going to take care of that problem, compensate for it by having her put it under her clothes. But she's doing that. That's what it is.
So the Kivah is saying,
the Kivah is problem. No, problem in the Sina. Because he learns the Yushalmi that way. It has to be Kula Biyado. I got the simple, we can't talk fancy Torahs with Kinyonim. Fancy Pashup Shad, it's not considered to be in the Sina. So then I was bothered, how are you going to take care of the Sabala? And you have to answer, it's one big Hemshah. Yeah. That's a good question. So what are you leading to? It's a trap question. So therefore what?
And therefore the whole way we're looking at the okay has to be in her hand is from the yada. That should be going on the Messina aspect, not the Kinyan aspect. And therefore if we'll find Kula Biyado for some aspect of it, that it should be for the Messina aspect, which is the aspect that I was talking about. And therefore, if it's not the other, it should be for some, not the Kinyan, but the Messina.
That's what Rabbi Kivega says. That's what Rabbi Kivega says.
How do we learn the other way?
You'd say it's a question of Kinyan.
Yeah.
You could say Vinasan Biyada is fulfilled without kula or something along those lines, right?
So
where can you come from?
So yes,
I have to have a Kenyan period. Where the Chaim know that it's not going to have a Kenyan? I guess it does smarter. That you have to do the mice in a sinner, but you also have to have a get to belong to her.
If there is such a din of kula, wouldn't it belong to the other?
Not necessarily. You have to belong to her, that's all. Okay, Rabbi, so we're now going to turn to the sugi here. I hope by now you all got there.
Well, can you get in general?
Yeah.
Is there Kenyan Yad in other cases?
Well, I want to give you my pen. Kenyan Yad, of course. Yeah.
Is there Kenyan Yad together there?
Pashtus, yes.
Same Machlokas?
Not a local
Machlokas, I guess.
I don't think so. Of course, it's called it. Let's go on. The Mishnah says, "I am Chesanav, Amala Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh." We'll be back to the Tosis table. We'll come back to it later. Oh, Shemitzasa me'acharav korav v'areyu gita. Eino gerat shiomala ha-gitech. To say to the woman, ha-gitech. Or hey-gitech. Nasi gara v'yishena v'nayora v'korav v'areyu gita. Eino get at shiomala again, hey-gitech. Fine. Says Tosis. What does he say? Well, what are these words for? What do you have to say hey-gitech for? We are a matrix of Nelson get Mishnah Loma Hey Gitech. Right, based on our Gemara. Right, our Mishnah. Is that all? It has a whole pismen here. You have to sit there and memorize or so. You have to have a cue card to say all these things. Come here, Hariat Mutaras the Chalada. Go to Gemara and Pehe. Sherigil and Loma Gamkein. Excuse me. And then he throws in the word Vidain. Whoa, what's Vidain? The last one, the last time you all get that I gave you the first day? Vidain, the Yahavilechi Minoi, the Geras Shvuki, the Geturian, whatever. So it means this should be, right, because you're getting divorced with this itself. So if you get the impression from the Torah, you have to say all these things. That's got and even Vidain. That's what it says. Viyu Kasha. Tabin Izakin, Nafnun Hei, Mashvad Afilu Lo Amak Kasha. Kabe may do some Rabbi Yochanan but good dog. Nishma Amala Eidim Ru get Zevachule. He didn't tell her anything. He told her nothing. He told the Eidim, "This, I'm going to divorce my wife now." And he gave her it silently. It's a good get. Yeshlama tells him Nami Achakach Yagidu Lo Eidim she Mugureshes. Afal Pisha Isha Miskareshes Bal Karcha. Mikama Kam Tzorach Lomah Lo Hegitech. Rabbi tells the Chol Adam Sheteida she Mugureshes. Velote Choseres. The Vinan Shem Mishalcha Vena Choseres. We discussed this already a long time ago. The Sukh of Shoykhah. In the Mishalcha Vena Choseres. Ketana. In the Mishalcha Vena Choseres. That's Tosfos Shit. So Rabbosai, this being the case, you can do it afterwards. Does that not have to be done by the husband himself? The Eidim will tell him. It's just a matter of Metzias. As long as she knows not to come back to him, she knows she's divorced, it's good enough. That's how Tosfos says. There's no din of Amira proper with respect to Gerush. Touch the sheet. The Ran, that I asked you to see, has a discussion over here. Let's turn to the Ran. Yes, sir.
Does she have to know that
she
can't come back, or does she not?
She has to know. The Adam will tell her.
She has to know. How could they be called until she finds out? Can you let them tell her a week later?
That's a good question. Chaim is asking, if Meshach of Eina Chazer is the prerequisite, shouldn't that mean that if you give it over to Thomas, he doesn't realize that it should be not a good Messina, and later on it's too late? Apparently not. Apparently, there's two parts to it again. There's, how's it go? V'nos and v'yado, what's the next line? V'shulcham ibeso. So although V'shulcham ibeso proper in the legalistic sense happened already when he gave her the guest, but you require she know about V'shulcham ibeso. The fact that she has to know about it, it can happen to a later date.
How is she divorced? So, let's say the reason that the Baal tells her, didn't tell her, and then the Baal will get to marry, and they even die, and they never tell her. So she's divorced?
Well, someone will tell her later, she'll be divorced. In other words, she's divorced now. She's divorced now. But you have to have, before the divorce becomes, I guess, perfected, You have to have a shot. You have to have a notification. She should know not to come back. If it's never, if no one ever tells her, good question. What if she got to a grave? Someone had, it's a simple case. I saw a piece of a guy died as soon as he gave the gas. Shrimp, I saw that success story. You inject water and they choke. You didn't see that? From the Mama College, I think. Oh. Maybe. Okay, so we'll get to it. Tomorrow's another day. So just imagine a man gives his wife a get. Okay? And doesn't tell her to get, tells the aider. And she dies on the spot. Gives a piece of paper. She has no idea what it is. She just drops dead a second later. And he never told him. She never knew that she was being thrown out of his house, not never to return because of this divorce. Is she considered a grusha or not? So what's the difference? She's dead. Well, there could be differences. The chesksuba, right? All kinds of things. The chesksuba. Is that get chatz veskifan? Is that get valid?
Maybe there.
Look, she ain't coming back.
Right, so maybe there's finding reason that she knows.
She will never come back.
Maybe
they're
finding
it
just that.
We're not discussing that right now.
Maybe they're finding
it
not that she knows that she can't come back.
They're
finding that they don't possess that she never comes back.
So
we're
sad about her death.
If you tell her a week later, until now she didn't come back. So if you tell her a year later, so she didn't come back in the first year, so that's good. Now
if
you tell her from now on, she'll never come back again.
So presumably, it's also, even though the notification comes later, or even if there's never a notification, she dies, possibly she's divorced. Let's see the Rambam on this mission. Oh, the Rambam talking, singing a different tune. You know this expression of Sefer Kiddush, a sukkah ball singing, the famous sugi. Below, my area, Amala Kintish Tachov Zeh, or my area, Mitzasa Mechara of the Karaso, I feel a nostril on the Sinem Haya, Elishlo Pirish, and a clue. The Kaiman tell the Farsh Kiddush, the Parakam of the Kiddush. The Gemara is there in Kiddushin. You have to have a sukkah in both the union or speak out the union of marriage and divorce. And the Hakab Asukah in the union Gerish and Mitchila Askina. The Nasa Lani Lukhidis Nanira. The Lassan Asnasina Ma'aliasa. Put into her hand straight. Vista Mahani. So he says if a normal case of a sukkah in the union Gerish and he put the get directly in her hand, it's good. Avokay, Vansha'am Allah, Kinti Shtachov Zeh. And his battle called Masha Os Asukin Bosa Indian Mitchila. Kevin Shlo Omala Eidim will get Shani Nelson Law. Radical Vachitachov. The Bachi Magis of Perek and his own Nafnan Hay. But here he says it's a Shtachov. He threw Yoks at the whole apple cart. The Chenamik Shemots also Meachor of Eno Get Shan Asukin Bosa Indian Moel Shan Asano Stam Alehecha the Ika Nasina Ma'alias. Aval Bazu Shun Nasina Gerua. Kiduki loved the Gemara, the Oracle of Charetze, moved his hips towards her, the Shakal thing, she took it. Lo Mahani. Stop here for the moment. This is the Ran Shita. Asuka Bos Inyan, it's enough. But Shtach, Rosh Mekinti Shtachov knocks out the Asuka Bos Inyan, and Sinagrua knocks out the Asuka Bos Inyan. What's the lumbus over here, Bos? Here's the lumbus. Apparently, the Ran is of the opinion. There's no din over here of you have to tell her Harat Megureshes. By Kiddush, they were in Kiddush, one of the famous sukkahs, Nasan Huva Amrahi, that there's an opinion of Amira, that he must tell her, I have a Kiddushes with. By Gerish, it doesn't apply. Could be, the reason is very simple. No, what's the reason? Why should it mention Kiddush and Gerish, and why? More fundamental, it's for Bakar. What's that? Huva Kiddush. What's that? That base. That price says my first year in Kiddush, that one. Namely, the Rashi says that Kaidu Kedushin don't have beis. Rashi says, Kedushi Kethir say Arat Mekudeshis. Kedushi Shtar give her a Shtar. And Kedushi B is Arat Mekudeshis. So the case of Rashi is when it comes to even to Kedushi Shtar, there's no need for any Amir. Rashi the Riff requires Amir. Famous for Rashi the Riff. Rashi and the Gemara Kedushin beis is not required on the Mishnah. Why not? The Mepharshim explains. It's written in the document. Why must I say what's already written? It's already written. Don't say anything. So therefore, Kiddushin and Gerish are not fundamentally different. If it's a shtar which contains the content of what you want to do, there's no din of Amir Beferch. So it applies to every Gerish because it only can be through a get. And it applies to Kiddushin shtar as well. And we have Pashup Shat over here. A Pashup Shat. Therefore, the only reason for the Dibur with respect to Gerishin is to determine that the husband wants to be megarish. So if he says to the Edim, it's good enough. It's the sugan afnon hay. So too, if you have a sugan b'osa inyan and you give in the sinam al yisa, so you also know what you're driving at. Once you know what you're driving at the divorce, so that's good enough. Good enough. The sinah gerua is so shvach, we don't know what you're driving at. If a man gives his wife a get, here, honey, take the get. So he doesn't say he's going to take the get. He says, here, take this. He just puts it directly in her hand. That's a nesina ma'ayasa. That combines the previous sukkah mosa inyan, we know what he's driving at. But if he just puts the get like this, this is the case in the Gemara, no? Put it over here. Put the mesa. Look like this. He's walking over there and he shoots it. So that you call that a normal action that is a sugar most Indian is going to really be proof that he wants a divorce. Some the sugar has a quirk of his hips. I don't know. He's doing the twist. I don't know. Play some rock dance or something like that. So Mela, what? It doesn't prove much. So therefore, that sugar most Indian is insufficient. But even according to the Ran, that the Dibur is a lashon over here to know what the husband has in mind, as opposed to according to Tosfos that it's an issue of she has to know, right? The mishach of a Vena Choseres. Even according to the Ran, however, the Dibur afterwards works. The next line in the Ran: Umiut Yom Al Basar Achi Hag Hegitech. I feel the Achash Abol Yada Mahani Divinasan Biyada Karina Bay. The Ran says, look, the original Nesina was a valid Nesina. Afal gav the Nesina Rishon alav plumi. Even though the first Nesina was done, she was unaware of what was going on. We were unaware of what his intention was. More than that, even if we know, it's unbelievable, Ran. We know when he gave her the get, it was not for the purpose of gerish. Talk about brisket terms of splitting things in half. According to the Ran, if he gives her the piece of paper without the intention for gerish, and later on he wants a divorce, it's good enough. Look at, he says the next line up. Pella. Who are din kshin his son ola b'shtun pik l'shem pikadon. Yeah, what's going on? He gives it again as a pikadon. Hey, watch it for me. Make it a shom achinim, a shom asocha. Watch it for me. That's not in the scene of l'shem gerishim. But he gave it to her hand. So according to the Ran, you're mekayim v'nosin v'yoda. V'nosin v'yoda, according to Shitas Ran, it's very, how should I say, physical. He will put it in her hand. That's the definition of the Ram, but Nasim Yada means he will put it in her hand. Doesn't say L'shem Gerish. It's just a matter of putting it in her hand. As long as he puts it in her hand, he's satisfied the halacha of Nasim Yada. Taha! Even though he's in mind L'shem, Pikaran. It's quite an amazing din. Where do you get it from? Osha Nasim B'chatseira L'shem Gerish. V'chakak Amala, Hey Gitech, V'al Medes B'sad Chatseira. Miskareshes. Why? Okay, but the miyara bal boliyado lechatseira. It's good enough. Unbelievable. Even though it's not given over to Shem Gerish, it's quite amazing. Amazing. Rabosai, how come the Ran is not concerned with Tosis concern? Tosis concern is shalach avena chazeres. The Ran doesn't say one word about that. Nothing. She doesn't even have to know. That's the impression you get from the Ran. What happened to the Shalcha v'Choseres? La'aniyas daiti, the Ran learns that you only find the Shalcha v'Choseres in one place. In the Sugya, in Yevamos, it's quoted Tosfos earlier in the Masechta Gittin, in the sixth parak, about people whose intelligence is lacking. Acheresh, Acheresh, Zaktana, maybe a Shaita. That's what we express, we use the expression. Raposai, it's only to use the modern terms. Adinan Gavra. The Gavra who lacks sufficient das, and this Gavra is in the category of Mishalach of the Choseres, that's when it's no good. But if the Gavra has no shortcoming, just that the Gavra, the woman, doesn't know right now that she's being divorced, according to the Ran, presumably, that's not considered to be a problem. Not a problem. That's a machlokes in Tosfos and the Ran. The truth is, the Ran is mashmah that way, that she doesn't have to know. And the Balamor, I guess it's a line and a half in the Balamor, no? What's the Balamor say over here on page 80? Remember the base. The middle of the end of a very long piece, which we're not going to go into totally. But he does say that the very last line and a half on the second column there, should be kiddushin bina dasa edim v'dasa isha, uvigerish and dailano v'dasa edim, ve'lano tzorach v'dasa isha, shetishma hashiluchin shemotze ba'amipir. Is that the end? Get the impression of the Balamor. Pasha doesn't have to know. It's much more similar to the Rambam that way. Perik Aleph Halacha Yud. And the Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. Sif Hey. I think I asked you to see this. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word about this requirement, the Mechaber I'm talking about this requirement that she has to know about. The Mechaber says, Sarech Shiit Nenela B'Torah's Gerishin. Avala Nesanela B'Torah Shul Shtachov. Enem B'Gureshes. Elekin Yomala Achakach. It's good enough. She doesn't even have to know. Ramah uvulvahad sheteida oisha shenizgarshibo osho edem agidim lachakach. That's the Tosis. The Ramah follows in Ashkenazi is following the Tosis, whereas the Mechaber Sfaradi is following Shitas Rambam, which almost all happens to be Shitas Balamor. She doesn't even have to know. That's the Pashtus. That's the Pashtus. All right. Let's discuss for a moment, what exactly does the husband say to his wife when he divorces? You should know for a fact, what exactly do you say? So Tosis here talks about v'dain. What kind of v'dain? You're supposed to say v'dain? Yeah. So the Pesach Tshuva that you may have seen by now, in Kuf Lam and Zion, Endes and Kut and Beis, says a typo in Tosis. It's a typing mistake. He says as follows. Yosef nirad the tevas v'dein tov soferu v'tzorach lama hachi o'kein. That's what it means. For it's a lama sheregil and lama haganker v'atim teres l'chol adam. Behind us in the Gemara in the ninth perek. Keitzit yasi yitlenim mena v'yachzi v'yitlenim lo v'yom v'atim teres l'chol adam. Right, that's all. It's a typing mistake. So writes the is a typing mistake in Tosis. A typing mistake. Now, do you really have to say Amit Tosis L'Cholodim? It's a Mefurash Gemara in the ninth parak. If you think about it, if you look carefully in that source in the ninth parak, you see it's not so Pashut at all that you have to say it. Not at all is it Pashut. Why? Take a look over here in the Ran, in the beginning of the ninth parak. Just a short excerpt. The beginning of the ninth parak. Beginning of the ninth parak, the Ran says the last line of page Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The next to the last line. So the end of the Mishnah. What did he say originally? Look at the Mishnah on top. Hamagarash Hesishto Vamala Hari Ad Muteras Chalodim El Leploni Chutz Miploni. You're making some kind of change. You can't marry Reuven. There's a whole poop in the Gemara. Is it good? Is it no good? Says the Ran in the next, in the last line and a half in the same page. So when the Mishnah says Yasi Yitlena, Mimena, Vyatsav, Yitlena, Vyomala, Ratnas, Cholam, it's in the Furish of Mishnah, the beginning of the ninth paragraph, which is quoted on top here in the Rif, says the Ran, no! The Afa Gav, the Be'alma, Behegitech, Stama, Sagi, as we saw in our Sugi on the eighth paragraph, say two words, good enough. Hocha Shaini, the Kaven, the Meikara, Alma, Behegia, the last line, the Meikara, Behegia, Ella, the Ploni, the Yama, Basachi, Hegitech, the only reason to say the fetish Hari At Muteras Tacholodim, says the Ran, is because previously you had said what? Hari At Muteras Tacholodim Chutz Miruvin. So now you have to renege. That's what I have to say. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to say it at all. So writes the Ran. How do we say it? So the mice, how do we paskin? So the best place to find it is in the Seder Aget. I may have asked you to see it. I don't remember anymore. Seder Aget. It's in the back of Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, and he tells you exactly what to say. And in many Seder again, it's a Michel Rav Yoisvish. That's printed over here, right? That's a very good, very exhaustive and extensive. That's the one back, right? A Michel Rav Yoisvish. And there's one of the Mechaber the Ramah themselves. So the Mechaber the Ramah, you have a Beferish Adin and the Mechaber Sif Pei Dalet and Seder again, he tells you what to say. What do you say? How many words? Let's count the words. The Mechaber's words. Hare Ze Gitech. Vahare at megureshes bo mimenu umuteres l'chol odom. 11 words. Where these 11 words come from? Hare zegitach is another thing. Hey gitach. Hey gitach is in Aramaic. And it's hare zegitach is in Hebrew. And that we know where it comes from. Muteras Tachalot, that we just saw where it came from. It came from the Mishnah in the ninth parak, although the Ran said you don't need it, but the Mechav is Machmer to say it. With these middle words. Vahareat Mugureshes Bo Mimenu. Oh, exactly. Vidain Minoi is Bo Mimenu. You shouldn't think I'm divorcing you with words and the get is just the right. It's the Gemara in the ninth parak. No, bow means through it, by giving you the paper, that's how I'm divorcing you. I shouldn't think someone else is divorcing you. I don't know, boyfriend divorcing you. I don't know what that means. It's a Gemara in the ninth parak. So that's how you say, what does he say? Mimenu. She mimeni, no? Typo? I guess so. Who has another Seder, another version of Seder again? I mean, menu. Mimeni, no? Who has? I know the man that called me has a print of big letters, but I don't have. That's home. It's supposed to be Mimeni? There's no new edition of the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't exist. It's all the same typo. Right? It's always the fancy one doesn't go for past Kuf Kuf Tess. I'm a Kuf and a Kuf and Dal. I'm way 25 Simanim later. By your fault, they came out of Israel. No, they came out the second line. Find out. Anyway, it probably shouldn't be Mimeni. Let's assume that for the moment. So that means the Dane, right? Minoi is Bo Mimeni. So that's the Mechava said, where the word Megureshes, where do you get that word from? You're about to talk about Kiddushin. Megureshes is one of the appropriate languages to use. Everything is accounted for. Okay, let's chaz again, the 11 words. Megureshes is from the Gemara Kiddushin Avot. Bo Mimeni is the Dane, Minoi. Which has the Chaladam, it's the Mishnah in the ninth parak. Although they're dechias, that's what Mechava says. The Rambam adds words. He adds words. One way is me'achshav. Don't think that the get only chal some later date. Throws and throws. Why not throws in me'achshav? And then he says, "Viskabli gitech ze." Why in the world did the Rambam throw in these extra three words? Viskabli gitech ze. What's the reason for this? I looked in the footnotes in the Torah, he gives you a pshat. He says, otherwise, it's a tease. I raise the gitech, or I'm not giving it to you. So the scabbling, I'm giving it to you. He's telling you, I'm giving, this should be again, I'm giving it, scabbling, take this get. Right. Take the get. No, say scabbling, who needs to raise the gitech? Well, you might have thought it means flee. The scabbling means to get the megabit tarpa. He's going to say, I raise the gita, but I'm giving it to you. Not Adka. So now, we have to go to the Gemara on Ayin Ches. Okay, so we just went through the details. Yes, Mayor.
Yeah, when
you
talk to
gita,
it's possibly meaning someone
who's related
to
the
family
being
just
on the
over it.
Interesting. Very good. Good shot. That's not bad. You can say no. Good. I like it. Says the Gemara. Oh, he finally saw it inside. The famous expression. So what do you mean? It shouldn't help at all. Even Nosson says Rashi. So Matsa'asa me'achora, she sees the get. He's behind him. Okay. Right? And she takes it there. Says the Gemara, "Ema sheshalfaso meachor." What does that mean? She had tochlo ben chagoro lemasno sheshalfaso misha.
That's
it. That's what the Gemara says. Back on the Gita. We don't say why it, but that's not. Fekla, what do you mean? Shofaso. Nami Avina Venasa Biyana Valeka. So she did. What do you mean? He didn't give it to her. She just took it away. That's no good. Still no good. So the Gemara. This is the key word. Lotricha. The orak lo charzei v'shal fosei. What does that mean? Rashi says, ikeim lo mosnov la hakriv lo haget. What does it mean? Hamakav akorv. Hakriv means to bring it closer to her. He twists his hips and brings it closer to her, that by doing so, it's considered a vow. I'm not going to do it again. I did it for you before. That's what he did. I'm going to demonstrate this twice. But that's what the Gemara says. Shine. And that's the end. This is a very big problem. The details here are very difficult. Turn to the Rosh. So that's the source for all the details in this sugya, is the Rosh. Okay, please. Simon Hay. And it gets complicated. Says the Rosh, quotes Rashi. This is the last two lines on page, Zalman Beis here, the first Zalman Beis in the 8th Torah. He says, Pirish, Ike must of the Kaiv Eleha get Avik Ilu Kirev Law Es Yodol. Oh, the Edwards. Avik Ilu Kirev Law Es Yodol, the Lokha get Mitocha. He's already giving him a Shalom now. What did he do? Let's get a. Muscle here. Get. Okay. What does he have? Okay. So he has the get. Okay. What does he do? What does the Rosh say? What does he do? Ki l'kirev lo es yodo v'lokcha get mitocha. What's he saying? The man is giving this, bringing the get closer to her. Goes like this. So he was here. He goes like this, and then she takes it. Is that good or bad? Not to the Rosh. Good or bad? Not to the Rosh. Good. I'm not so convinced it should be good. It's vital for the Gidei. So apparently, you see from the Rosh, it says based on Al Gemara, you have no choice. That is why I made an allusion to it earlier today. You can have a hemshir. The husband moved it from point A to point B. She took it from point B to back to point C. Good enough? Because it's one long hemshir. Amos says the Rosh. He's not bringing any closer to her. Yeah, he's looking at the get. Oh, what a beautiful piece of art. What a wonderful handwriting the sofa has. He's remarking comedy on this. It's tremendous. All of a sudden, she walks over, and he's just looking at the art. What a beautiful, Vivaldi. Kino the Mishnah Brewer. This is tough shit with Zion. It's dream. And all of a sudden, she comes over and she takes it away. That's no good. The hippie had brought it from here to there, then it would be good. But since he didn't, just we're reading in his hand and she takes it out, that in fact is no good. Again, I'm Hysa Yoda Psucha Baget Nunaka Saleh, Lukakasa Mishamba, who low kir Yoda Eleha, ain't soon the sin of any of the rest. So far, so good, right? Based on the Gemara. He twisted his hips towards her, it's good. Not. Similarly, if he moved the get towards her with his hands, it's not hips, dafka. It's the hippie generation. Not that have hips. He can do it with his own hands. If he brings it closer to her and then she takes it away, it's good. But if he didn't bring it closer, then it's in fact no good. Well, now he's on the next page. Im ochazo berosha echad. He holds the get on one edge, okay? Voshitola. And he moved it towards her. Ula kachasa barosh hasheni, and she took it from the second, the second corner of the get. Harei zeget, the havik shalfasa the hacha. Yeah, this is what the Rosh says. Good. And we're moving so far. Abosai, we have established the idea of this kind of a hemshich that he starts the process by bringing it closer to her. Although the end process is that she pulls it, she takes it. Still works. That's what the Rosh says. And then Chanano, now the second line is on the next, on the Aleph. And then Chanano is our Pirish, to go and show you how to get Dobuk b'mastav b'dochak. Not stam, it's tucked in with a very tight fit. V'tzimtzei masnav. And then I don't know if I can do this. This will be a little harder to do. Now it's a tight fit, okay? You know, there's not much room between my belt and my shirt. Well, that's why I go like this. Not working. So pulling, you know, you're supposed to exercise, you're pulling your belly, you know? So right now, can't get it out. Stuck, no, I just can't get it out. I pull on my belly, oh, now it can come out. So he's giving a different case with the Moslem. I don't know how the schalchel. It was tight, and then somebody moved his body somehow or other, and it became loose. Now, what does schalchel mean? What are the English? That's what it means?
That's
what it means now? Let's see. The Moslem? That's what it means, the Moslem? What does Moslem mean? Yes, sir, I know. So hips. I don't think so, maybe. So I don't know what kind of disease that some kind of whatever it was somehow stuck in tight, and because he didn't say must have, like, you can't move your hips. I mean you can't contract your hips, that's what I'm looking for. Can you contract your hips? You contract your stomach a little bit. No? What else can you contract? Your flab over here, and you can contract a little bit. The flab puts it in very tight and pulls it in that flab. Come on, y'all. You're not the Jane Fonda. pulling the flab, no? That's a pasuk. So he pulls in the flab, and then it becomes much looser. And then she takes it. That's where Rabbeinu Hanan lives. Trapped. Where do you think Jane got it from? Okay. The Timtei Masnav in the Skalchel in the Shalosom. The Havik Ilu Nisanala. Who? Nisanala who? Zok Kazan Shteit Nirach. Now what is he saying? Is this substituting for what we said before? Or is it an addition to what we said before? It says the Hele Gerosh. V'nire. The Gamhu, the Rach. Sarach Loma Le Perusho. Shekirev Atzmo Elel. The Imlokein. Imhoya Haget Sogar V'yodo. This I gotta say without any chokhmas. The get is mamish, it's closed tight. Mamish, you can't pull it out. Try pull it. Can't pull it out. It's mamish tight. Can't pull it out. Okay? Uposach yodo. And all of a sudden he says, no. George opens his hand. Unatalaso. Right? Havigita. And what is the Russian effect saying? That is. Inconceivable. That's inconceivable. If I have to get like this, tight, you can't move it. And then all of a sudden I just loosen my grip and she pulls it away. That's good. Chas v'shalom, the Russian saying. So if I have my flab over here, and I pull on the flab, she couldn't move it. Flab right up against the belt. Numbers bulging out. Kamosha kosum. Yeah. And then I pull on the flab, and then she pulls it out. It's like my hand. That's zikha no good. So Rabbeinu Hanan also is referring to a case where you are moving it closer to her. So you get the impression that he requires two things. Hey, I have to move it closer to her. And in addition, it has to be tight and I loosen it. So the character is more of a machmir. That's how the Rosh Hashanah is Rabbeinu Hanan. Let's go further. Ulahach pirusha. If the rach is right. Imhoysa yada psucha. Vikirva eleo. Unetalaso. La Begita. The first time the rush, that would be a valid get. The second shot rush, the way on the sense of Rach, would be an invalid get. To be an tarti. What are the tarti? She is sayena benetilasa. She couldn't have gotten it otherwise until I loosened my grip or pulled in my flab. Vigam, she kare again a little. You did both things. That seems to be Shita Sarah. Wow. That's the Pashup shot. I don't see another way to read this rush. I don't see another way. There's interesting Korban Asanos over here. Each one is more interesting than the next. What does the Korban Asanos say? Start with Ches. Vulo kirev yodo eleha einzo nesina. Mashmo in kirev yodo eleha, afo bish yodo psucha, Vaget munach oleo lekafaso misham mugureshes. Right, that's the first part of the rosh. Clearly, you know, that's pushed away. Vade kamaim ochso berosh echad voshito lo ulekachasem rosh hasheni daven mugureshes. Right, where he handed it to her. Havre lashminon revusa yoser. The male in one case says they were coming to Sana. I held it like this and I pushed it through and she took it from here. That's good. I have a bigger kiddush. I have my open hand. I didn't give it to her. Hand it to her and she took it. I just moved my hand closer to her and she took it. Even that's good. That's a bigger kiddush than Oshita Liyada and she took it. So what's wrong? Says the Rosh covered the Sana. So why did Rosh give us a smaller kiddush? To be derived this chiddush from what was said earlier. So you may say, so why bother saying the Rosh Echad? That's a kavah chomer from the case of him making it close to the Yad HaPsucha. Itzrich. The lo tema the havi kiget biyada or meshicha biyada. The next sugya nine chesam at bay. He's holding on with a string. So you might have thought like this. If I have it in my hands and I move it closer to her and she takes it, I'm not holding on to it. There's no strings attached. I'm not holding on to it. It's loose in my hands. That's why it's good. But if I hand it to her like this and I'm holding on tight to the side and then she takes it, you might have thought it's no good. Why is it no good? It's a kind of an agita gabe. It's like I'm holding on with a string. Not a string. It's my hand holding on to get itself. It's the quilt of a string. So you might have thought it's no good. Kamash Malon, the dafka bihi niach get bi yodo. The achash tikpot yodo lo have a get. A little bit later. Once if she had her hands clasped and he stuck it in, that's not considered to be a good get. Aber ba'ochez b'rosh ha'echad v'oshito lo b'lokos o b'yodo b'rosh ha'sheni Ein sham lo psichas yad mitchila lo kfitas yad besofa el nesina miyado liyado vukira melea v'siya b'netila so it's the bach and then it goes back in Moshe's mechalik b'ninacha. You saw the Ramon. Ramon says it depends if he is meritzono or not. We're all discussing this same issue. How do you reconcile these two, which appear to conflict? As we read the Ramah for a second, and he makes reference to. Let's see, we'll just discuss it for a minute. What did Ramah say? Ramah said like this: the Mechaber has a siman kuf lamed ches siv beis. If the string attached, it's no good. Okay, it's no good. V'yesh misham mishim gureshes. We'll get to that a little bit later. Says Ramah, v'cholzeh lo mari alav kshekoftze yoda b'lo ritzon habal. Avam habal mitzava lo litpot, afilu hoshit lo haget, v'hi loko so b'tzad hasheni, have get. According to Ramah, it's all a matter of whether he told her to do it or not. If he told her to do it, then it's good, otherwise it's no good. That's what Ramah says. We'll have to come back to the back a little bit later. We're discussing now the intricacies of today, tomorrow. What is considered a valid nesina? What are the details? Yes, Shlomo.
Could be an equivalent case by
Tatsa? Good question. What if I put it in the Chatzah by holding on with a string? I lower it, I'm still holding on. That'd be a equivalent case. Right. Get the Chatzah and the Shicha B'yoda. Yeah? The Kovan Asano. The Korban Asano says as follows. He quotes the Ramah, he refers it to the Ramah that we just read the Ramah. The Ramah said, it all is a matter of whether she closes her hands on the get with his Ratzon and it's good, otherwise it's not his Ratzon and it's no good. Okay? The Bach says no. The Bach says that if he brings the get to her and his hands are open and she takes it, that's considered to be good. Giving it to her. But it's not comparable to a case where he's holding on to a string or a case where she grabs it and clasps her hand, which is which might be no good. So we haven't gotten to the kvita of Yadag. We'll come to that probably a little later. Now, the Korban Astano is not convinced by the ad absurdum argument of the Rosh. What the Rosh says, his interpretation of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Imlok Os Test, Imlokin and Oya Soga gets Soga Yodo, Posak Yodo, and Posak having Ita? Question mark, exclamation point. Voksim and Osim Yodo Maleka. Avakosh, he says, Hora Yosat Sarak Raya, Ema de la Rabbeinu Chananel, Kamo, Bamash, and Skalka, the Hanakil, and the Sakhala. Who are the Shepsicha Sarah Havikil and Zalala? Hey, he's not so sure that there will be no good according to the Rabbi. Finally, Yud. What's Yud? By Shepsucha Yodo, Vekirva, Eleon, Kloso, Lavi, the Kotra Rabbi Nechana. Vekirva, Sloma Yodo, Eleha, Kloso, Lavi Gito. Abo, says this is the common sound on the first Y bar. Im Ochso, Barosha Echa, Doshito, Lo, the Kachasa, Barosha Sheni, Harei is a get. Can cause of a tour, the Rabbeinu Chananel molde bezeh. You hear what the tour is saying? Well, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the big stickler, what does he require? Two things. What the things do he require? How do the Russians plan to rap? What are the two things? What is what? CLO, the Kirvoileo. So here he says, this particular case, he's holding one end, and he held the torture, which we have the second end, the Rach agrees that it is good. The CLO, the Tilosa. Right? So it's considered helping out. Right? It's considered helping out. And it's also cure of our life. What it calls to her. What it calls to her, but it didn't help her out. She could have taken it just as easy beforehand. The Rach boy, the Kavitadi. Bach. This is the Bach. Over Seba Be Shmuel. Base magia tevas psucha the tzorach lama skura. It's quite a change. The biyada psucha v'kira ve'leil kevin al tzricho l'sayeyad min tilaso havi get. This psucha in fact would be a good get. Only skura would be no get. It's a chiddush gadol. So even called the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's yada psucha and he brought it close. That's considered you requiring a siyua, and therefore you have both elements of he's helping her and he's mekarev to her. It would be good. So writes the Beis Shmuel. Chance he says it's a mistake in print. I don't believe it for 1 minute. I look at the Tosfos Rosh, which is untouched by human hands for centuries. He also has the gears which we have. It's hard to say it's a typo. Very hard to say it's a typo.
As
the Korban Asano and Tess is not sure the Rach really was held that way. He just says the Rosh said Shat. You have closed hands, she took it. You mean to tell me it's good, it's about a no good. This is not so sure it's true. Maybe he brought it close to her and she took it. Maybe in fact would be good to call to the Rach. As you know, to the Rach, it's only a matter of. I'm sorry. I'll give you the following example. A man has to get in his hands tight. She can't get it. She's trying to pull the tug of war. Can't get it. He said, give me the get, pull it. No. He's pulling it to you, so she can't get the get. Finally, make a deal. Come on, I'll give you a few dollars. I'll pick it up for lunch. I'll give you a car, whatever it is. Okay, good, let go. So let's go. Is that good or no good? The Rosh is avada, avada, no good. So the Korban Asano, what's the avada? Why is it no good? Maybe it's enough to have C of it if you lost. So how is he going to say A by letting go? And that's also good enough. The Rosh is in the rack requires two things. Helping her and bringing her closer to her. How do you know? That's enough. That's a shot.
That's
how the Russian
is
going to
ask.
He's not saying for sure. He's playing devil's advocate. Saying maybe the Rav, what the Russian assumes that the Rav Poshet would be no good according to the Rav, maybe he would. As long as he loosened his hand, it's good enough. Correct. Yes, you would. Talk loud, I understand
what
you.
What is the
Beis Shmuel took the word and made a change. Major change. We have the Girsa that we have in our Rosh. We have the word Tzucha. So it has to be Skur. Why? Because he says, Vayod of Tzucha, Vakir of Aleh, even the Rav would agree, it is a valid gift. So says the Beis Shmuel. Others say he's wrong. Need two things. You have to bring it closer. According to the Beis Shmuel, You don't need siyuah get the kumbah say. There's no need for siyuah. You don't need it. It's going to have to be in the karev again. And according to the others, that's not so. Okay, that's what it boils down to. So it's interesting when the Shulchan Aruch quotes halacha, it's in a kuf lam el ches yifal, quotes our mission. Our Gemara, rather. Amar lo tligitach megabe karka, eino klum. It's zip, zero, zilch. Okay? So the Beis Shmuel decided on this opening line in kuf lam el ches to go to town and discuss with us the various sheetahs in the Rishonim, which we spoke about a few minutes ago. Okay? Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, please open it up. If you have it, open it. Kuf Lamed Ches Aleph. So the Shmuel says, Eino klum. Ad shiitlenu heimeno v'yachze v'yitin lo v'yomu lo hegitech. Came in the Tchiles and the Sina Lohoya and the Sina Klal. Okay? So you have to say it again? And therefore, ain't sorach little mimena el amala hakach hegitech mahani. I forgot lo amala beis hanesina klum. I feel my asukam b'osin inyan lo mahani hanesina grua. That's what the Ran said, right? The Ran and the whole people, no? Asukam b'osin works to know what he's driving at by hanesina ma'alusa and not by hanesina grua. Okay, because of Ran. What's the Ran's proof? We saw the Ran. Rashi Rimas Nisin, the Tana Mitzah also may Acher of Eino Get, Achi Yom Alo Haigitech, Vochiach HaKoch at Ayrib the Sukkot Vosei Binyan Gershin. Dim Lo Kein, Tebu Le Afilu in Nasa Liyodam, Liyodam Haget, Botel. What's Botel mean? What does Botel mean, Rabo Sir? No good with the rice if he didn't say anything. Ela Ayrib HaSukkot Vosei Binyan. In other words, if it was not a sukkah b'osinian since the Beis Shmuel, it's bottled with the rice in all cases. So why is the Mishnah talking about backwards in his hips and his back? Either he hands it to it directly, says nothing, it's a get bottle. So must be a sukkah b'osinian, be calling the Lomahani and see the Gerua. That's what that's the rest around. Says the Beis Shmuel a twist. The calls are Muchach l'shitoso, Shapir, the Svirle, the Sina, b'shtika, l'hoya sukkah b'osinian, haget bottle. The Shmuel's opinion, I think, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Avol Shita Sarambam to Svirle Im Nasan B'Shtika Lo Hayu Asukim Bosa Inyan Eino El Apostle. That's the Rambam says back in Kuf Lamed Aleph. If you just give over again with absolute silence, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The Ran said it's Batlim Midoraisa, and the Rambam says it's only Apostle Midrabanan. Apostle Midrabanan. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Pasuk of the Rabbanan. That being the case, you can understand our Mishnah. Yesh Lama the Aryam Asnisin. Shelo Hayu Asuk and be also Inyan. Why? I it's no good no matter what kind of Nisina. No. Uva Alma Pasuk of the Bottle. Normally, if you just gave or get and said nothing, it's Pasuk of the Rabbanan according to the Shitas Haramba. Vikan he in the Sinagrua haget bottom is bottom with the raisa. That could be what our Mishnah is talking about. Alright? That could be Mishnah. Give it over to total shtikim. Avala Masukim Bosa Inyan, Yeshlomar Afilu Mahoya and the Sina Grua Haget Kosher. Show you a sukin bos inyan have a kilo ama hegite. That's what the Beis Shmuel suggests. He's not saying it's lucha, but he makes a suggestion. Perhaps we should say it that way. Perhaps. Okay, so he's just pointing out that which the Ran can prove, which he does so, the Ram cannot be proved. Doesn't mean it's wrong. So here comes the Shulchan Aruch again. We're still here in Kuf Lamed Ches Sif Aleph. Which is as follows. Avalim Tzimtzei Musnov. Okay? Tzim Aget Tochav Lo Bechatachas Chagurosa Al Musnov. But Tzimtzei Musnov in the Schalchalu Vihita Atmo Lo Natalosa Tar B'Shab Nasa B'Yoda. That's the Rach. Avalim Tzimtzei Musnov Lo Hita Atmo Eleo Oh, he thought melev lo tinsen masnav lo havin esin. Is the rush? Is that again? Start again. Quadrivach, what do you need? That's how the rush explained. The rush is quoted by the Torah, is quoted by the Yal goes. The rush said it, the Torah quotes it, the Mechaber quotes it. What do you need according to the Rebbe Chanan? Second shot. What do you need? Two things, right? You have to be the carver to her, and you have to help her by Simtsein Moskov, by making the flare come in and make it loose, and she can then take it. According to the Mechaber, the first day, you need both. You need both. The Yesh Misha Omer. Shema Yakosher al Yado al Yerecho v'hirkin la v'gufo v'hita Yado at Sheshofa aget me'ala v'amala harei zegitech harei ze get. It's enough. V'hita ele'al is enough. The first day in the rush. What about Tzimtzeim v'lo hita? We have hita v'lo Tzimtzeim. What about Tzimtzeim v'lo hita? So the passions, the rush, it's certainly no good. That's an absurd argument. Tzimtzeim means that he just, like he takes his hand, which had been holding the get tight, and he lets go and she takes it. It means it bit me up. You mean to tell me it's good? Except for the carbon aside, everyone else assumes the rush is correct. But it's really no good of holidays. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't have what case? Kikrir below Tzimtzeim. He says in 2 days, of course, the 1 day it's good, it's no good, of course, the 2nd day it's good. But Tzimtzeim, below Hikri, everyone agrees the mice are no good. That's what it says. Now, what's problematic is there are some cases which are really not found over here. I want to discuss today, the rest of the year today. Let's discuss briefly those cases. Rabosai, who can, who is it? That's his computer or his head. How many cases do you have here in the rush? We discussed now some of 3 cases in the Makkah, right? Hikriv v'tzimtzei, that case is certainly good. Hikriv v'lo tzimtzei, as the machlokes, right? 2 days. And tzimtzei v'lo hikriv is no good. That's what we're assuming so far. That's based on our verse. Good. But there are other cases which are found in the rush, which are not discussed so much. What about the case which we saw in the rush? Ol chaso v'yado, moshita lo, and she took it. What is it in? The Mefurish Rosh, right? The first line, the opening, the top line, the first word. Ochus of Barosh Echad, Roshita lo kafasa Barosh Hasheni, Hareis a get, Davik Yishalfaso the Hof. Question. $64,000 question. Is this only the Rosh that she tossed on the first day, or with the Rosh Hashanah? I repeat. What did he do again? Ochus of Barosh Echad, Roshita lo. Is it good according to only to the first day in the rush? Or is it because it's Hikri Bilel? Or is it good even according to the second day in the rush? Or in the Chananas, would it be good or no? How do you understand? Huh? What the Korban is, let's read the Korban is out. Where did he say it? Show it to me. Let's say you show it to me, please. First wide line. Avon Oksa Barosha Echot. Roshitla the Kachos of Rosh Hashani, Hareza get Kekata Batur, the Rabbeinu Chananel Mode Bazer. Why? The Hosea Lavin Tilasa, Shaozo Benachas Harosha Echod, Kadeshatikach, also Barosh Hashani. In other words, he brought him closer and he helped her. How did he help her? That he held his hands loosely, so when she takes it, it's hers. So in fact, he did both things. That's how the Korban Asana quotes the name of the Torah. Even according to the Rach, you have both. So the question that comes is the question of the Beis Shmuel, who asks, the Beis Shmuel Sefkot Beis, asks Kasha. He doesn't understand. The Rosh, according to the Rach, if I have a Yad Psucha, and I bring it to her, it's Lo Mahani. It's no good. What's the difference between here and there? Yeah, I brought it to you, so I'm making it closer, and I'm presumably making it easier also. That's the kasha which the Beis Shmuel asks. I should have said. The Rosh says, no good. No good. So, we could say that if you bring it close, I'm holding it in one hand, benachas, that's considered to be a siyua. But I just bring it close like this, and you take it out, maybe it's not considered to be a siyua. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says in the Korban Asanah. So if the Bach is right, if I'm holding it nicely and she can take it away, she can tell the other side, that's considered a siyua. If I'm holding my hand open, that's not considered to be a siyua. Okay, that's what the Bach understands. That's what he says. Now,
right.
The big question is, what exactly is the Torah's view? It's not so clear. The Torah does say that Mamunach Agabe Yodo, the Karva Elov, she came to him, then it's no good. He didn't say that if he came to her, it would be no good. There's an implication. But the fact that the tourist said it's no good, what kind of case? It's on her hand, and she came to him, or she's close to him, that's no good. There's an implication that if he came close to her, that it would be good against the Baal. The Baal said it would be no good in that kind of case. The Baal said it would be good. It's a slight implication of the tourist that in fact it would be good. Now let's take how do you usually know what the tourist held? You look at the kids in Piskei Rosh. But lo and behold, it's missing there too. It's missing in the Torah, it's missing everything. This thing, the most common case of all. Also, the Rosh Echa, the Oshita, the Kachas, Rosh Hashani, is not found, not in the Torah, not in the Kitzur Piskash, which is written by the Torah. Open up. This is Perek Ches Siren Hay. You have the Kitzur, the new edition found on the bottom. But the old edition is in the back. Everyone has it? Has Zorek? Perek. That's Simon Hay. Amalat the Gita like I'm a character ain't a get. How you get kosher? I must know. Oh, show you the other Vikir Atmo Eleon Toloso. Wait a second. What is it? Oh, show also Barosho Hoechot. Voshita lo look across the Rosh Hashani. Have a get. Avalam Hoys, the other Psucha, the Humanach Eleon Toloso Misham. Ain't a get. Wait a minute. How's this? Is Kitsipis written by the Torah? So how is he passing over here? Like the rach, against the rach? How would you say? Like the rach or against the rach?
Yes.
What's it did of Yodo Psucha Vekire Velea? It's not here, is it? Is that Yodo Psucha? That's correct. Everyone agrees. What about Hasiyada Psucha and he is Makarim to her? That's good. Because only this is Messiah. That's the Rach of the Rabbeinu Chananel. But what about Yod? It's in his open hand and he brings it closer to her. That's the case. That's exactly the case we were fighting about. It's Makarim it without being Messiah. What's it in? Good or no good? The get. Who's the get? Muna was the Russian Zohar. Who Muna Chalea? Ain't no get. That's correct. If I see Yadav Psucha, who Muna Chalea, but he didn't bring any closer to her, ain't no get. And what if he brought it closer to her? There's an implication, maybe it would be a get, but he didn't say that. So that case is missing. This case is missing. If you just move it closer, it's missing. It's missing. I guess he wasn't, I don't think he wasn't Machriya. I don't know, it's just missing. Don't know. What happens if he goes like this, Rabbi Osai? It's in a closed hand, and he brings it close to her, and then he opens his hand. See, two things. He brought it close to her, and he opened his hand. So the Beit Shmuel says, that's certainly good. Pesachim was not so sure. Because Nafkamina would be what happens in a case in which he has sukan those, and he didn't say agitech. So the Beit Shmuel thinks the sin of ma'ayah would be good. Pesachot Shuvah base is not sure. But here, and this is my last point for today, when I made a little mistake before, the Torah did quote this common case where he holds a get in one hand and he moves it towards her, and she takes it in the second. He holds it from one edge, and she takes it from the second edge. The Torah had it. The Torah said it's good. But you know who left it out? But Beinu Yosef Kara. In Shulchan Aruch, this case is not found. In Shulchan Aruch, the case is not found. And the question is, why not? Why isn't it found? It should begin in some way. Why isn't it found? So I have the following suggestion. I'll just end with this. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch left that because it's pashut. Who's with pashut tell us? No. All these cases in the Shulchan Aruch that he does quote are what we call the sinos gruos. Shvach and the sinus. You know, he takes his hips and he twists his hips and he's playing with his little sinus. All these, you know, lumbish and the sinus. We already saw that the rhyme made a distinction between a nesina ma'alias and a nesina grua in case of a sukkah mosaidian. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch held, this is better than all those cases. If he takes the get, it goes like this, watch, and brings it towards her, and she takes it from the other hand, from the other side, that's better than all these nesinas. Better than all these nesinas. And therefore, he didn't mention it over here, because maybe he holds like the rhyme would be a difference. So that's why he didn't mention it. Oh, and this leads to this—the last story. I thought you might have seen it already in the new Pesach Tshuva. This great, unbelievable story. This is the story. The told us Yitzchak Shkimra et Sitkon Gimel She Nasan Get LeIshto She Lo Tipo LeFayava She Lo Tamer Chakim. Okay, Mikama Shami Uveeis She Nasan Ashkimra Get LeIshto The Hainuk She Poshat Yodo Im Aget. Okay, what do you do? What does Pasha Yoda mean? What does Pasha? Why do you translate the word Pasha Yoda? Outstretch his hand. He moved it, right? No? Isn't that what the word Pasha means? Moves out his hand. But Omar Reza Gitech, Vadai Loma Shara Dvarim, all those extra verbiage, which is not Akit, right? All right, Vatar Sukhalodam, he didn't say any of this stuff. So what did he do? All right, Vatar Sukhalodam, all right, Vatar Sukhalodam. Bikesh me ishto liten lo kos lishtos. He got caught in his throat, and he couldn't say the other eight words. So what did she do? Nitala natla ishto me atzma. She took the get me out, took it out of his hands. What happened until now? He stretched out his hands, said a few words, and he wanted to say another 10 words, and he said, you know, give me a cup of water. So she said, okay, took the get. He had to outstretch his hand. She took the get and gave him the water. What happened? Unbelievable story. He choked on the water. Does it really happen? Unbelievable. Look at the Gaon HaChassid Marash Zalman Miladi. Who's that? The Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe. He came from, he never saw Lubavitch, Alpha Lubavitch. He's only in Lavi. He's only the second or third book of Lubavitch. So, what would you say about this case? Why should it be good? I thought it should be good also. And it's Pashta Yada.
No. There's a shot, he's in the middle of saying the words. He didn't have nothing in the theory yet.
Ellie is saying, not the chesaron him in the scene, because after he stretched out his hand and she took it, that shouldn't be the chesaron. The chesaron is that he simply didn't have in mind to divorce her yet. And he said, that's what it means. That's what it means. I don't know. I didn't think of that. Who has Shubas and Rash Mizam Ladu? They have it in the Beis Medrash. Who's Levavish? They have all Levavish and Svarim here. No? Don't mention it. They have 10 of 7 here? So far, I have some of the Babaj, they must have it. So, get me the Chuvas and we'll see about it tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll go down the middle. Tomorrow, we'll continue these other ones. Tomorrow, regular time. So, why not? What is this down? Oh, so 11:30? 11:30? Why not? Oh, good, I'll finish at 1. We'll bring a quick lunch. We'll see tomorrow, okay? We'll see. It'll be sometime between 10:45 and 11:30. I'll have a piece to write it down. Tomorrow. The last chance to give me a bakita now so I can mark it. Give it to me tomorrow morning and I can mark it and then give it back to you.